Tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the Middle East is on the brink after Iran launched a huge drone and missile strike on Israel, the first time it's ever attacked the country directly. What will Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel do next? That's after a short break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Breaking news, in a major escalation of the crisis in the Middle East, Iran has started a direct attack on Israel by launching dozens of drones to attack targets there.
It was a slow-motion spectacle.
They're expected to reach Israel in the next couple of hours.
A fortnight after Israel attacked the Iranian consulate in Syria, killing two senior generals, Iran struck back. After years of shadowboxing, with Israel and Iran fighting through assassinations, proxy warfare and cyber attacks, suddenly everything was out in the open.
The sound of sirens pierced the night sky as a wave of Iranian weapons were intercepted over Israel.
In total, Iran fired more than 300 weapons at Israel. Some were slow-moving drones traveling not much faster than a car, but there were cruise and ballistic missiles too. According to the Israeli military, only 1% got through.
Among 170 drones launched by Iran, zero entered Israel. Among more than 30 cruise missiles which Iran fired towards us, zero entered Israel.
Israel cites the US, Britain, Jordan, and France as the allies that allowed to intercept the Iranian attack.
Despite the drama of the attack, the few missiles that reached Israel had a limited impact. What was interesting about the Iranian attack is how much warning there was.
But Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said Israel, quote, must be punished and shall be, for an operation, he said, was equivalent to an attack on Iranian soil.
Israel remains on high alert, bracing itself for the possibility of an attack by Iran.
Countries including India, France, Poland, and Russia have warned their citizens against travel to the region.
In the days before, US intelligence gave clear signals that it thought an Iranian retaliation for the consulate bombing was imminent. A US general even went to Israel to coordinate a response to a potential attack. And when that attack did come, Iran told the world what was happening, before quickly declaring that it had met all of its objectives.
Iran's mission to the UN said, the matter can be deemed concluded. However, should the Israeli regime make another mistake, Iran's response will be considerably more severe.
Iran doesn't seem to be itching for a war, but clearly felt compelled to send a warning to Israel and the West. But the attack has still increased tensions in the Middle East. It now falls to Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his war cabinet to decide how to respond. We'll have more after the break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Israel's allies want to draw a line under this dangerous moment. Both the US and the UK have tried to paint the thwarted attack as a defeat for Iran and a victory for Israel. Here's Lord Cameron, the Foreign Secretary.
In many ways, Iran has suffered a double defeat, the almost complete failure of their attack. And also, by making this attack, they've revealed to the world their true nature as the malign influence in the region.
Joe Biden reportedly told Benjamin Netanyahu to take the win.
The president's been clear. We don't want to see this escalate. We're not looking for a wider war with Iran.
For now, it seems that Israel is choosing restraint. One member of Israel's war cabinet has said that the attack offers a chance for a new strategic alliance against Iran. He released a statement talking about building a regional coalition and exacting a price from Iran when the time is right. But Benjamin Netanyahu hasn't made a formal statement, and he's not easily reined in. If he responds too weakly, he risks being pushed out by the religious hardliners who are propping up his government. It's clear what those hardliners want. We need a crushing attack, Israel's Minister of National Security wrote on social media over the weekend. Israel's finance minister added that if Israel hesitates, then, quote, we will put ourselves and our children in existential danger. The hope is that the West's calls for calm win out. They are, after all, able to show from the weekend that Israel needs their support. Joe Biden has reportedly told Benjamin Netanyahu that the US will not participate in any Israeli counterattacks. But what Israel chooses to do next is ultimately not up to the US or other Western powers. The US National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby conceded as much.
Whether and how the Israelis respond is going to be up to them. I'm certainly not going to get ahead of their decision making.
Israel's allies are crossing their fingers. If Benjamin Netanyahu marches to the drumbeat of war, a catastrophe in the Middle East could follow. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written and mixed by Xavier Greenwood. To understand more about how Israel's Prime Minister thinks in moments like this, you can listen to The State of Netanyahu, a three-part series from Tortoise's Slow Newscast, by searching for The State of Netanyahu wherever you get your podcasts.
Tortoise. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.